This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and Trump's administration and the campaign of Democratic challenger Joe Biden sparred on Sunday on the state of the U.S. economy, 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday TV show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing. This is her quote from her, based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. Japan ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashed at the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. But authorities still warn the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power. The typhoon could move onward to the Korean Peninsula, according to Japanese authorities. VOA News. At least 90 people were arrested in Hong Kong on Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move was widely seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in today's election. Police in Portland, Oregon, in the northwestern United States, declared a riot Saturday night after several Molotov cocktails were thrown into the street by demonstrators. The police told hundreds of demonstrators their demonstration had been declared a riot, meaning it was no longer considered a peaceful protest. They ordered people to disperse immediately. Police said protesters threw multiple firebombs and that at least one person was injured. Twitter footage from protesters and members of the media showed a man who appeared to be a protester with his feet and lower legs ablaze. Other video clips showed clouds of what observers said was tear gas floating through a residential neighborhood. Activists in Portland have protested for 100 consecutive days for the Black Lives Matter movement. Some of the protests have drawn thousands of people. The U.S. has been roiled by protests since the death earlier this year of George Floyd. Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, had been stopped on suspicion of passing a counterfeit $20 bill. His death has come to symbolize what many see as the systemic racism that they see as permeating American society. Germany's foreign minister has warned of possible sanctions on Russia if the Kremlin does not provide information about the suspected poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Heiko Maas told the German newspaper Bild am Sonntag that there were several indications Moscow was behind the attack. Maas said if Russia does not provide information, Germany will be compelled to discuss a response with its allies. Germany is the current head of the European Union. Delegates from Libya's rival administrations met for talks Sunday in Morocco, more than 2 weeks after the two sides announced a surprise ceasefire. The meeting is being held at the initiative of Morocco, which had hosted peace talks in 2015 that led to the creation of a United Nations-recognized government for Libya. The talks brought together five members of the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord and five from a parliament headquartered in the eastern Libyan city of Tobruk. You can find more on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.